Erwin Jackson filed the complaints against Mayor Marks, including one raising concerns about a conflict of interest when Marks voted yes in 2007 for the city of Tallahassee to contract with a corporate company named Honeywell to install smart meters. The conflict came into play because at the time, the mayor worked for the law firm Adorno & Yost as a member of their board of advisors, and the firm represented Honeywell. During a hearing Monday, Administrative Law Judge Lawrence Stevenson heard arguments and depositions on the issue from several officials, including Marks himself.
Did you have any concerns prior to you asking Honeywell that Adorno & Yost still represented Honeywell?
Of course, because that's why I asked Honeywell to do it, to make a check, to make sure.
But you did not ask Adorno & Yost?
Not at that time, no.
The prosecutor on the case suggests Marks did not go through every avenue available to make sure there was no conflict of interest. But attorney for Mayor Marks, Barry Richard, disagrees.
There's a statute that says that if a commissioner is a lawyer and has knowledge of the fact that his law firm has been retained by the company that is before the commission for a vote, that he should not vote, he should abstain. But he must have had knowledge. The evidence here is without question, undisputed, that John Marks made a conscientious effort to find out whether or not there was a conflict, and he was given valid information that there was not. I mean, he really made a conscientious effort here on two separate occasions.
Richard claims Marks sought counsel from the city attorney Jim English and Honeywell themselves and found there was no conflict of interest. But Jackson, who filed the complaint, still cries foul.
The question was there a conflict of interest? So to check the conflict of interest, instead of contacting his law firm at that time, Adorno Yost, he contacted Honeywell, and he asked the salesman who had just signed a $52 million contract with the city of Tallahassee if the salesman thought there was a conflict of interest. That begs the question, why didn't John Marks contact the attorneys at Adorno Yost and ask if, in fact, there was a conflict of interest?
In mid-June, the Florida Commission on Ethics found probable cause that the mayor did violate the state's ethics laws. Marks could have settled the case but decided to contest the charges filed against him, denying he did anything wrong. It's unknown when the judge could come up with a decision. It could be as early as a few weeks away to about a month or so. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.